For anyone who has ever had a baby or been around a baby, what is the one universal rule? Don't wake the baby. If the baby is napping, you don't wake the baby. Now, before I start getting comments about how this is somewhat of a myth, I obviously know that there are in fact times to wake a baby as needed for their health and well-being. So, with that being understood, let's go back to the general rule for a healthy baby that is napping. You don't wake the baby. It's good to let them sleep. Don't ring the doorbell. Just leave the package at the door and quietly walk away. A sleeping baby is a wonderful thing. They will wake up when they are hungry. They will wake up when they are wet or dirty. They will wake up when they are ready to play. They will wake up when they are gassy. They will wake up if they are sick or have an earache. They will wake up when it is time to wake up. When it is time to wake up, all those needs will be fully met. Timing is everything. Maybe you needed that reminder today as roses, chocolates, and balloons are being delivered all across the land in the name of love. When it comes to love, timing is everything. And God has your steps and heart ordered as you trust in Him. God, who established time as we know it and who clearly instructs us that there is, in fact, a time for everything, makes it clear there is a time for love. He established it completely in the garden. It was not good for man to be alone, so God, in His wisdom and perfect plan, created woman. Eve, created for man, was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Marriage and the love created as a result within it was established by God, and in His timing and plan, it is holy and good. There is a time for everything, even love. Ecclesiastes 3 speaks to this and saying there is a time for embracing and a time to refrain from embracing, as well as a time to love. But just like a sleeping baby, do not wake it up before it's time. If love is true, then love is patient, love has self-control, and love waits. Song of Solomon 8:4. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Sons of Adam and daughters of Eve, let love sleep. Don't wake it up before it's time. This is not only sound wisdom from King Solomon, it's God's perfect plan for your life. When you walk in obedience to that plan, you are protecting your heart and body from a world of pain, confusion, and disappointment that stepping outside of that plan could bring. God's way and God's timing are always best when it comes to love. But the world is pushing your way, your timing. That's why we must align our life, heart, and body to God's way. Because the Creator of love, who loves us with a perfect love, has laid out the very best plan for us to follow when it comes to love. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. When we give our heart and life to Jesus, He becomes our focus and first love. It's no longer about me. It's waiting on the Lord for all things, pursuing purity, waiting and trusting Him with my heart, knowing He has my steps ordered. And when it comes to love, to be stirred and awakened, it will be perfect and holy and beautiful because it will be His way, His plan, and in His time. That's the truth. Love is patient. Don't miss what God has in store for you. Wait for it. It's so beautiful in His time. I'm Lori Klein.